What ho, fancy friends, and welcome to the adventures of me, Jeffrey Monclair, and my faithful winged feathered steed, Monsieur Simon. Join us as we traverse the realms of existence, discover ourselves and others, and have adventure! Ah!
The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon is a family-friendly adventure on the family-friendly Podicon Go network.
The folklore in Kid Cryptid wouldn't exist if it weren't for the rich history and vibrant cultures these stories come from. While we do our best to provide accurate information, we recognize that we are, at best, amateurs here. This podcast is best considered for entertainment purposes only, and it comes from a place of love and respect for the peoples behind the lore. Now, on with the show.
I'm Elias.
I'm Sean. And you are listening to Kid Cryptid, the podcast where we talk about ghosts, goblins, and mysterious creatures that lurk in the dark known as cryptids. How's it going, Elias?
Good.
So I know we're a little bit early, but happy Halloween, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
And in the spirit of the season, we've got a specially themed episode for you this week. It also means that things are probably going to be a little bit creepier than normal. So just a heads up that this one will go slightly darker than we usually do. And before I have you take a guess at what we're doing, Elias.
Yes?
We have a little bit of business to get to.
Ooh.
We've got new patrons.
Patreons?
No, patrons.
Patrons?
Patreon is where they sign up.
Oh, patron. Okay. Patrons?
Yes.
Ooh, I like those sounds.
So huge thanks to Izzy, Logan, and Dane.
Ooh, I like that. Those names.
Your support is greatly appreciated, and it's always amazing to hear from folks that are enjoying the show.
Thank you.
All right, Elias. Are you ready to tackle the meat of the show?
Maybe.
Okay. Well, it's time for you to take a guess at this week's creature. Now, don't lose your head, but take a shot at it.
The Headless Horseman.
So the Headless Horseman is both correct and incorrect.
What?
It's incorrect because you're probably thinking of Ichabod Crane and Sleepy Hollow, right?
Yeah.
Well, that came later.
Oh.
Well after the Doolahan.
But you said don't lose your head. That's mainly the Headless Horseman.
Yeah, but we're talking about the Doolahan.
The Doola what?
The Doolahan. The Doolahan is the original Headless Horseman, dating all the way back to the 6th century in Ireland. Now, of course, that's only after Christianity came to the island and started changing things. If you go back further, you'll find stories of ancient Celts worshipping a god known as Crom Dubh, which translates to Dark Crooked One. Now, Crom Dubh was a fertility god. In order to stay in his favor, he demanded life for life, and every year human sacrifices were held at festivals in his honor. The most typical way these sacrifices were carried out was by decapitation.
Uh-oh.
Just as a quick check, do you know what decapitation is?
Yes, I remember from the vampire episode that it means that basically your head gets chopped off or just comes off.
Yeah, exactly. So it means, yeah, to have your head cut off. It's pretty gruesome. But on the whole, it's far less awful than what Vlad Dracula preferred. Remember the impaling?
Yes, and I would not want to hear that again.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, the head cutting off is probably a little bit better.
Definitely.
But so far, a little bit different, too, than what you were thinking with Sleepy Hollow?
Yeah, because Ichabod gets his head off because of a big jack-o'-lantern.
Are you sure he lost his head?
Or maybe it just got pushed so hard and then it just, like, smashed on the ground. I don't know.
Yeah, that one was left pretty open-ended. Anyway, as I mentioned before, this went on until sometime in the 6th century. Once Christianity gained popularity, the worship of Crom Dubh and the sacrifices were stopped. On the whole, I'm going to call that a good thing.
Yeah, it is, but there's probably going to be a bad thing.
Well, a funny thing happened. Okay, so maybe not funny, but a thing happened.
Okay, but you said funny, I was like, okay, this is just a prank. But until you said, okay, just a thing happened, I was like...
Yeah, it's definitely not funny, haha.
Dude!
As the worship stopped, stories of the Doulahan began to take shape. People spoke of a headless horseman who rode about in the black of night, only stopping to call someone's name and disappear with their soul. It was believed that this was the embodiment of Crom Dubh in a new form, come to collect the souls that were owed him.
So you basically mean the souls that people were supposed to give to him?
Yeah, so since people weren't sacrificing to him anymore, he was coming to take the souls himself.
I think that's just, like, a killer way of doing it.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
So what does the Doulahan look like?
Well, we know that it's headless, which kind of ties back into the decapitation involved in the sacrifices. The head's not missing, however, as he carries it with him. It's described as pale, with beady black eyes that dart all around looking for the one that it hunts. He wears a long black cloak and rides a black horse, and flames flare from its nostrils and its hooves when they strike the ground.
So that's sort of like the Headless Horseman, except the Headless Horseman doesn't actually have his head. That's actually like it, but a little different.
All right, yeah, I see where you're still tying everything together. Now, despite all of that dark imagery, the Doulahan is not inherently evil. Well, that's at least debatable.
Seriously?
It searches the night for someone who is supposed to die. It rides in search of that person, and when it finds them, it stops and calls their name. Once this happens, the person dies and the Doulahan rides off with their soul to deliver it to death.
I mean, it's fair because they were supposed to die.
So, maybe not necessarily evil then?
I still say evil because, I mean, it's still doing something bad, but it's doing something that was supposed to happen.
So, a man named W.J. Fitzpatrick, he's a storyteller by trade, apparently had his own encounter with the Doulahan one night. In his own words, he was traveling in the evening when he spotted it on a hill. It was completely headless, but it held up its own head in its hands, and I heard it call out a name. I put my hands across my ears in case the name was my own, so I couldn't hear what it said. When I looked again, it was gone. But shortly afterwards, there was a bad car accident on that very hill, and a young man was killed. It had been his name that the Doulahan was calling.
Of course. Great to know that now he's killing young people.
Now, no locked gates or doors can stop it. However, it does seem to have a fear of precious metals, especially gold.
So you're basically telling me it's sort of like the werewolf, too?
Everything has a weakness.
I won't say everything.
No, everything has a weakness.
What about water?
Fire.
What about steam?
All right, we're getting off track here. So there's a story of a man traveling home one night when he heard the thundering of hooves fast approaching. Noting that it was in early September, he had a suspicion about what was coming up the road behind him. Desperate to escape, he ran. It was no use, of course. The Doulahan could not be stopped. That is, until a golden pin fell from the man's jacket onto the road behind him. Just when it seemed the Doulahan would overtake him, he heard a roar in the sky above him, and the being was gone.
Okay, note to self. Always get a bunch of pins around me.
Well, if you want to be safe from everything, you'll need some gold, you'll need some silver, you'll need some iron, you'll need... You're eventually going to be carrying too much stuff to move.
I would just do it one at a time.
Now, it also should be noted that just because you're not the Doulahan's intended victim, it doesn't mean you're safe. Should you happen to spot it, or otherwise try to interact with it during its nightly ride, you'll be struck blind.
Wait, you said this was in Ireland, right? Or Iceland?
Ireland.
Ireland. We're not in Ireland. That's a good thing.
Okay, so you think you're safe by default?
Not yet. Because what if I actually go to Ireland?
I've been to Ireland. I came back. I still have my head.
Okay.
Now, I know you've been thinking that this sounds a lot like the legend of Sleepy Hollow. You've been bringing that back up.
It is.
Well, that's because Washington Irving, the guy who wrote The Legend of Sleepy Hollow,
yes,
used the Doolahan as his inspiration.
So basically, he forgot about the head that he was carrying.
No, he just took the older story and changed it a little bit to make it his own.
Okay. What about the movie?
Kind of the same thing. Disney took the story and made some changes.
Disney?
Yeah, that was a Disney movie. They took the story and changed some things and made it their own.
Disney, I want to tell you something. Please don't make anything else scary.
Disney's full of scary.
Seriously, you gotta be kidding me.
Now, that's not the only Irish tradition that Washington Irving borrowed from. He also borrowed the tradition of the jack-o'-lantern.
The jack-o'-lantern?
Yeah. So remember how his headless horseman has a jack-o'-lantern for a head?
Oh, yeah.
That's another Irish tradition, is the carving. And I'm not going to go too deep into it right now because I'm actually going to talk about that more later. So,
well, I actually plan some advanced carving at school.
Oh, yeah? What?
Basically, it's like the zombie pumpkin.
Oh.
But the hair you have to just color.
Okay. So you're okay with zombie pumpkins, but not headless horsemen?
Yeah, I'm fine with zombie pumpkins, just not if they're actually floating around.
Okay. Well, let's see here. What else? Let's see who else has borrowed from this story. The Brothers Grimm, who wrote down a bunch of the fairy tales you're familiar with, they also really borrowed from this legend when it came time to write down their fairy tales. And there are other stories from Germany that tell of a headless horseman who blows a horn to warn hunters not to ride unless they wish to fall from their mounts and die.
I think that's very nice.
Well, answer me this, though. How does a headless horseman blow a horn?
By using the horse.
Okay. I had not anticipated that answer, so well played.
Boy, I just got something. How does a horse know if he wants to blow the horn?
I just figured he shoved it in the horse's mouth.
You think that's actually going to happen? I think the horse would just kick him off if that happened. I'm not lying. But all fairy tales end with a good ending.
Oh, my poor misguided child. Anyway, what I do know is, if you find yourself in Ireland somewhere in early September, it may not be the best idea to stay out too late.
Then I'm never going to go to Ireland at September.
Oh, you should. It's beautiful. But if you do, maybe carry a bit of gold. And don't go looking too closely for the source of that galloping sound. And I think that's going to wrap this one up. You got anything else, Elias?
Always carry gold or iron in the early September if you're going to go to Ireland.
All right. Safety tips from Elias, everyone. I hope you've enjoyed this week's episode. And here's to a safe and enjoyable Halloween. Until next time.